The Jags back to work Wednesday, a familiar foe coming up Sunday, facing the AFC South division rival Tennessee Titans in Week 13. And welcome to Inside the Jaguars, presented by FanDuel. JP Shadrick with you. Jags-Titans coming up again this Sunday in Nashville. The teams played, of course, here in Jacksonville back in Week 11. Expect a few new wrinkles for both sides. And one of those wrinkles, well, it might be red zone production for the Jaguars offense. They'd love to improve upon it. They're 30th in the league in touchdown percentage inside the 20. And that includes one touchdown and five trips against the Titans a couple of weeks ago, one and four trips against the Chargers last week. Now, the Jags work on the precision all week in practice, but it can't change when game time comes.
We go through red zone periods all week and kind of carry that over into the game and execute, you know, on the same level, not get freaked out, not get down there and say, you know, we're in the red zone again. We haven't scored in the red zone in however long and try to press and do things, you know, outside of yourself and the system.
A few Wednesday notes, wide receiver Allen Hurns carted off the field on a stretcher last week, not on the practice field today, still in concussion protocol. Linebacker Dan Skuda, again, did not work Wednesday, still trying to fight his way back from a groin injury. And strong safety Jonathan Cyprian, not on the practice field today, battling an abdomen issue. We welcome in Jaguars.com senior writer John Osier. Allen Hurns, the big topic this week, carted off the field last week against San Diego. If he can't go this week, it could open it up for a couple of other guys.
Yeah, and I, again, would be surprised if he goes, just with the way he left the game with a concussion. He's a tough guy, so you wouldn't be shocked. He's played through stuff, but this concussion thing is a different thing. I think it opens things up for Marquise Lee. Okay. I know there's other options. Brian Walters or Rashad Green will be factors. But Marquise Lee, it sounded from listening to Blake Bortles today that that's the plan if Hurns can't go. And Blake wasn't ruling Hurns out, but he was talking about Marquise's opportunities and how he's ready for this. And I think he is. I think he needs more of a role than he's had the last couple of weeks, mm-hmm. which has been, I think it was two targets and a lot of screen pass, a lot of reverses. That's fine. He can do that, but he's also a down the field guy and he's supposed to be a strength as a backup.
Yes.
Hurns and Robinson are very good players, but when you've got a Marquise Lee as your third guy, that's supposed to be good depth, and he has to show that this weekend.
Five catches, three runs in the year for Marquise Lee. You know, I think we've beat the red zone thing to death, but it's still a topic.
Well, it has to be because it has so become the thing that's defining this offense right now. They are improved from last year. At the same time, when you can't score points, we saw it in great contrast or mm-hmm. vividity, whatever that word I'm looking for is. And when it doesn't happen against a good quarterback, you're going to lose. So we've asked a lot of people this week about the red zone. And I thought Julius Thomas said something interesting today about the continuity that you need in that. Julius Thomas played with a quarterback who's as good as in the red zone as anybody had ever played, Peyton Manning. And they had cohesion in Denver, and they worked their routes together, and they knew exactly what they were doing. That takes time. And Julius Thomas is in, what, his fifth or sixth game in this offense. Blake Bortles is in his 11th. That's not enough time to have the precision and continuity you need down there. I know people hate hearing about time, but in the red zone, that's a factor. And I thought Julius Thomas said it pretty well today.
Yeah, it's one of the last things to come along for an offense trying to find their way. And, of course,
you can't force it. It's got to come, and it's got to come in time. And that's what they're working toward. I think it'll happen, but it's going to be a process like this, not like this.
And a lot of fans can't handle that, but that's the way it works in the NFL. Of course, the Jags are playing the Titans again this week. They played a couple weeks ago on Thursday Night Football here in Jacksonville, so it's a familiar foe, mm-hmm. but the Jags need to become familiar with the way they won that game, too.
Yeah, and again, I've said for 5 or 6 weeks, I don't think this is a team that's going to be kneeling at the end of games. I think they're going to win tight games, but they need to do that in the last few weeks. I think that's why this game is important on Sunday. They've won, I think it's 3 out of 5 right now. Mm-hmm. If you win Sunday, you're at 4 out of 6. And I get San Diego is disappointing, and I get that it could have been more. But if you get 4 out of 6, then all of a sudden you're back at that point where you feel like you're a team that can win, and you're used to it. They haven't been used to winning around here in a long time. And I think it's important for the last 4 or 5 games of the season for them not to get to the end of the season and have it be unusual again to win. So starting this week, win 2 or 3 of these down the stretch, and go into the off season, feel like, you know what, we are making strides, and this winning thing, it's not weird.
See what happens. Keep on winning. You never know.
Well, December. That's true too. 5 in a row, you never know.
You never know.
How about that for a slogan? That rhymes.
It rhymes.
Yeah. Let's go with that.
We'll go with the Ozone. The Jags are back in the practice field tomorrow. We'll have all the post-practice coverage right here. That's it for today on Inside the Jaguars, presented by FanDuel.